Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. We're brought to you, as always, by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Sedation Dentistry. You go there, you get comfortable. All your dental work gets done, you go home. It's that easy. Now, it takes longer than that, but you get a lot of work done. If you need a lot of dental work, Dr. Mike O'Neill's your dentist, and Sedation Dentistry is the answer to your prayers. 317-849-2933 is the number. Subscribe, like, let's go, let's ring the bell, let's talk about sports. The Indianapolis Colts have got a media availability today. An interesting one, featuring the coordinators. Defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus, offensive coordinator Marcus Brady. With Marcus Brady, it's kind of easy, right? You know you got Jonathan Taylor. You're hoping you have Marlon Mack. You've got the same receiver set that you had last year, plus maybe Paris Campbell is finally going to be healthy for a 16-game season. Offensive line, you got four of your five starters back, and you add Eric Fisher if he's back from his Achilles injury. Then you've got Carson Wentz. With Carson Wentz, kind of an easy deal, right? Not easy to get him where you need him to be, but you know where you need him to be. And that is a guy who delivers the ball to your offense and not to the opposing defense. And is going to be able to escape long enough to extend plays, again, long enough that it's going to be positive for your offense and not positive for the defense in terms of sacks. Eliminate mistakes and keep the positive. If you can do that with Carson Wentz, I think you can go deep into the playoffs with this offense. Now, the defense is a completely different animal because you've got guys who are gone. You've got Walker gone from middle linebacker. You've got Houston and Autry gone from this defense, and you're not sure who's going to replace any of them. You've got Okereke, who's going to come in for Walker, but Okereke's spot is now open at linebacker, and you don't know whether that's going to be Adams, whether it's going to be Speed, Franklin. You don't know who the starter is going to be at the other linebacker, at that third linebacker spot, which is really not that big a deal because in a lot of cases, you're going to play nickel, and that nickelback is going to come in for that extra linebacker. However, with Houston and Autry gone and not knowing exactly who those defensive ends are going to be, that's kind of a big mystery. That is a significant hole in what we know about this defense. Is it going to be Kwity Paye at one of them? Is it going to be Tyquan Lewis? Is it going to be Al-Qadeen Muhammad? We don't know. When is Hurricane Dio going to be ready to play? Odengbo may play early. He may play late. He may not play at all. We don't know where he is in terms of the rehab for that Achilles. You got guys that are going to fill those holes, but you just don't know who they are. And that is really going to be fascinating. I feel like I keep forgetting some of the guys who may play defensive end. And that's not a good thing, right? If you can't readily, like, say, okay, here are the guys from whom we are going to find two starting defensive ends. And here are the guys. EJ Speed is another guy who could wind up being at that linebacker spot. That's three holes that you've got to fill. And you have used a first-round draft pick to go fill one of those holes. And a second-round draft pick to fill another, but that guy's not going to be ready. This defense is really kind of, it's an area that required improvement, but we haven't seen any reason to suspect that there will be improvement. Justin Houston still on the street, for goodness sake. That tells you what the league thought of Justin Houston and that his best football was behind him. Denico Autry was snapped up pretty quickly. Denico Autry is a very, very versatile football player who can do some really good things. Will Kwity Paye be that guy? Will Tyquan Lewis be that guy? Will it be Al-Khadim Muhammad? It's going to be a rotation of those players. They're going to have to cause the kind of negative plays for opposing offenses that the Colts would like to limit on their end and make sure that Carson Wentz in 12 games this season, like he did last year, is not the leader in the NFL in interceptions against and sacks against. You can't have that. You want that defense to cause that? You do not want Carson Wentz to cause that for your offense because your defense is not going to be good enough this year to overcome it. Let's talk about the Indiana Pacers. As we sit and we watch the NBA playoffs, you wonder, okay, what do the Pacers have to do to play at this level? And you see a guy like Dame Lillard last night hit 12 threes for the Blazers. It still wasn't enough for the Blazers to get over the hump against the Nuggets. You know, the Pacers, do they have a good enough best player in order to compete at this level? Because let's face it, that's what the NBA is. You need a high-level best player. And that's the kind of guy that the Pacers have been without for a long time. They've tried to put it together in the aggregate, but they haven't been able to get that done. They have, if you look, if only, right, if only the Pacers were being judged and NBA teams were judged by their least starting level player, the Pacers would be in pretty good shape if they were healthy. I mean, here are the three things for the Pacers, right? You've got to get healthy. You have got to find a better or groom a better best level player. You know, you've got to get those things done. And then you've got to say, okay, what are the assets that we've got that we could deal and maybe get something back? Can you get enough? The question isn't whether they should trade Miles Turner or Domas Sabonis. The question is, for which of those guys do you get commensurate value back? For which of those guys do you get something back that's going to actually elevate your level of play? If you could get a top draft pick, a top five pick, or a guy who represents that kind of player, and on your team, a guy who's going to be a best level player. If you could get that for Miles Turner, potentially, you'd deal Miles Turner. But you can't get that kind of return for Miles Turner. He's got the plantar deal with the big toe. Nobody's sure whether he's going to be healthy. Miles Turner's kind of a clunky athlete. There's some question as to how committed he is to being a great basketball player and whether he has the capability of being a great basketball player. There are all these questions about Miles Turner. Every GM in the NBA has those questions about Miles Turner, not just Kevin Pritchard, not just Chad Buchanan. And so you wonder, and you're not going to dispatch a bunch of assets to Indianapolis in order to reap the rewards of getting a Miles Turner. You're just not. Now, with Domas Sabonis, it's a little bit different. Domas, more or less healthy, and is a guy who competes at a high level, although, and it seems like there are rumors, there are murmurs that he didn't like Indianapolis as well as maybe he should or would like, and maybe wants to go someplace else. It's really interesting how guys decide they want to live in a certain community, or they covet what they don't have. And what you don't have in Indianapolis, I guess you don't have water. You don't have really high-end gated communities, I guess. You don't have like $10 million homes in central Indiana. They just don't exist. I mean, Forrest Lucas's old place sold for like $3 million, and it's the most opulent place in the entire region. I don't know. What do you want? You just want to spend more? Or do you want to live in a place that's going to treat you like a celebrity? Indianapolis is a wonderful place in this way, that Domas Sabonis or Miles Turner can walk down the street in Indianapolis or go to a McAllister's or go to a Taco Bell and not get harassed. And it's nice. I look, with fame comes responsibility, and with celebrity comes responsibility. In Indianapolis, you don't have those things that encumber your ability to live a happy life. And maybe people just want it. You know, and that's part of the problem with the NBA is the disconnect between the players and the fans. And I think that part of that is the level of frustration of that is causing people to dump popcorn on guys and throw a water bottle. As awful as that behavior is, it's this disconnect. People don't like it and people respond negatively to it. But it's something that I think that the players kind of covet, some of them. In Indianapolis, you don't have to deal with it. And for people who don't want to deal with the negatives of celebrity, Indianapolis is a perfect place to live. You can go hang in Indianapolis and have a great time. In other cities, you get clobbered by your fame. People want a piece of you when you're famous. They don't want that in Indianapolis. It's kind of a cool deal. I don't understand why people aren't a little more covetous of what Indianapolis provides. It's not that people don't care about the teams. It's that they care about the teams, but they want to be respectful. And that's kind of a nice thing. Maybe it's a sort of arcane concept, respect for people's space. In Indianapolis, it exists. In a lot of other cities, it doesn't exist. There's a star system, a caste system in other cities. Let's talk about Indiana football for a minute. At Pigs.com, and I don't know whether they're owned by, it's like 24/7 Sports, who's owned by CBS. I get dizzy trying to figure out who's running stuff in sports media these days. But the top 10 games among Big Ten teams this season, Indiana's got three of them. The number 7 game of the season is Indiana at Penn State on October 30th. And then the 5th best game, Cincinnati at Indiana. What? Wow. That's the 5th most interesting game or best game in the Big Ten this season. This tells you the level at which Indiana football is being appraised. At this point, I may have said basketball a couple of times just by habit, talking about Indiana. I'm talking about Indiana football. Anytime I think Indiana, I think basketball. I'm still thinking that way because this is new to Indiana fans and people in Indiana, that Indiana football in the month of June is somehow relevant. And you would look ahead of the schedule and say, okay, you know, back in the day, it was Indiana and Louisville. This is when Louisville was down, or Indiana and Kentucky, Indiana and Western Michigan, whoever. And it was like, oh, you know, it's a chance to go down to Bloomington, see some old friends, have a great tailgate party, and enjoy ourselves. Now we're looking at a season where there are actually games of national importance for Indiana football. What the hell is going on here? And then the 4th best game among all the Big Ten games among Big Ten football programs, Indiana hosting Ohio State on November 6th. What's going on? We're talking about visits. Like, when, you know what? The last few years, it's kind of been this way. But talking about Indiana hosting recruits in the month of June, I never thought about visits. I think about basketball visits and basketball recruiting and the open periods in basketball. I got to tell you the truth. Until I read about it, I didn't even know when the open period for football was. It turns out that it's June, and Indiana, according to Pigs.com, is going to host like right around 30 rising seniors in the class of 2022 who may choose to go to Indiana and play football. Indiana football has turned a corner into a really interesting place where all of a sudden, maybe not necessarily in Indiana yet, but around the country, Indiana football is a big deal. Nationally, Indiana football is respected. Wow. I know they're better. I didn't know it was like this. That's fantastic. Indiana's playing three of the top 10 Big Ten games. Tom Allen has kind of got this thing going through the force of his own will and enthusiasm and a really good staff, really good facilities, and some buzz about the program that hasn't existed since Bo McMillan back in the late 40s. What? It's been so long since Indiana's been relevant nationally from a football perspective that it's the same amount of time since the Chicago Bears had a legit starting quarterback. What? That's inconceivable. Basketball, a lot of events coming up this month and next where rising seniors and juniors are going to take a look at Indiana. Indiana's going to take a look at them, and we're going to figure out exactly where Indiana is from a recruiting perspective. Are they still going to be a program that covets locally, goes after Indiana kids at a higher level than it does, and with greater interest than it does national kids that are ranked in the top 30, top 50? You know, you look at Indiana basketball, and we get a little, we get a little hanky about recruiting, where if it's local, we like that, but we look at the national guys and we say, why don't we get these top 30 guys? And then if we get the top 30 guys, we say, wait a minute, what's the matter with the local guys? We're not really sure what Mike Woodson should do in terms of recruiting, whether he should be hyper-focused on the local or, you know, kind of hand-pick local and then move out nationally and go get top 30 guys and really raise the level of aggregate talent within that program. It's going to be interesting to see how Mike Woodson puts together his class of 2022. One guy already from Lawrence North High School has committed to Indiana, but other than that, and plus, the math is way convoluted and weird and complicated, right? We don't know how many holes Mike Woodson's got to fill. Mike Woodson doesn't know how many holes he's got to fill. The guys that he's got, how many years of eligibility do they have, and how many of them are going to choose to stay at Indiana, and how much of college basketball is going to become a revolving door because of the ability to transfer the one time without penalty. Really interesting stuff. This is going to be a unique offseason for Indiana basketball, for college basketball as a whole. I think in the end, it's good for the players. I think in the end, for college basketball, it's really going to become difficult to kind of figure out how the offseason works for fans who enjoy that kind of thing. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Mark Bianchi celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Mark. Worked with him at Entercom. Dylan Salisbury also worked with him at Entercom. Happy birthday to Dylan. Bonnie Tishner, happy birthday. Eddie Hager, happy birthday. Richard Dodge, the great Evan Altman, celebrating a birthday. Go Cubs. Cubs are rolling. Another win last night, 4-3. Wilson Contreras, a two-run bomb with Kyle Hendricks aboard. Hendricks threw well enough, had a tough top of the fifth, but other than that, was really, really good. Robin Lop Allen, happy birthday. The great Michelle Daly, happy birthday. Jeff Dillo, James Weghorst, happy birthday. Andy Johnson, also happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, Inside Indiana Sports Now, Matt Eberflus is going to join the show. Can't wait to talk to Matt Eberflus and see what he thinks about Indianapolis Colts football and how that defense is going to kind of fit together and what he thinks about those three holes that team's got in the starting lineup and how those are going to be filled. We'll talk about that about 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm getting a haircut today. How about that? I look a little bit too much like Wendell Willkie for my liking. So it's time to get a haircut. Anytime my wife wakes up and says, hey, you're looking a little like Wendell Willkie. I got to take care of business. Well, we'll talk to you this afternoon. New haircut and Matt Eberflus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.